No. We're two lines after Mishnah. Tani. Anosin bos l'chavero. Somebody gave money to his friend. Likach ben peiros, and the money was, tonight's theme is investments. You gave money to your friend to buy fruit with the money. And the machtisra can get half of the profits. Vamar, the friend says, oh, I didn't invest the money. You gave me money, I invested. As a mutual fund manager, he doesn't do his job. Anglo love el turomus, you can only complain. There's no recourse. If he didn't do his job, it's your tough luck. Because you can't prove any loss. There's no demonstrable loss. To invest your money, you might have lost your money. So therefore, you are of the Greek. You can complain, you can say lashon hara about him, but you can't do more than that. Okay? What if...
Actually, that's not the circumstance. The circumstance
is that
if the issue is maybe right, but the question is what's your remedy?
Right, what's your remedy?
What
right? That's right. That's basically what it boils down to. That's correct. For what?
Judgment. So what do you award him?
Yeah, what do you award him? Right. He's in bed. You know. No, you can't even prove that you would have gained anything. You can't even prove that you wouldn't have made anything if he invested.
Can't you get your money back, though?
Yeah, you get back your money, but that's it. Yeah, that's you get back. Okay, that's it. No. You get back your money, but that's it. If you know that he bought fruit, he just is lying. Obviously, I raise him to mitzvah bal korcho. You compel him to give, to release the further profits. You gave money to your friend to buy fruit, and you're going to split the profits. So one of them wants to sit on the fruit. He wants to hoard them until the price goes up. The other one can protest that. Because general principle throughout Shas is that you make more money if you're constantly investing and reinvesting. Okay, it's not like stocks today where you should sit on them for a long time.
Nothing's like stocks today.
Right. So then you should constantly turn it over as much as possible. And that's the more liquid it is, the more money you'll make. Email Erev Shviz, wherever, if it was Erev Shemitah, Ein Chaver HaMakabiyah, you can impede your friend doing so. And I think the pshat is, and Moshe says so differently, what I'm about to say. But in the pshat is, then, if you hoard them until the middle of Shemitah, for sure the price is going to go up. And it's going to grow up dramatically. So in that case, hoarding is the order of the day. Okay? Shushteyam naskele kachum, they bought it in that condition. That was the assumption of Shemitah, that that's the way the investment will, the process will follow. If I give my friend money to buy fruits, again, investment, right, to split the profits, im Omar, if he says, holcha mana, here's $100, she'eno yocho lamo befrotro, but I don't want to get into the nitty gritty details of what the exact expenditures are going to be. That's a recipe for ribbis. I raise also. Why is it a raise also? Because in that case, it's much more likely that in overlooking the details, the investor will get back more money than he should. In other words, he's going, whatever losses will be incurred along the way, since no detailed records were kept, it's going to be very hard for the individual who was doing the work with the money to prove, and therefore it's a recipe for ribbis. The only exception for this is that, which is a logical one, is raw peros mokir. We saw that for sure this commodity is going up. You know, it was obvious in the marketplace that these things are going up. So in that case, I raise a mutu, then you can give him the money and say, let's take care of the details later, because in that case, the odds are much greater that there will be a profit, and you don't have to be concerned that the lack of details will lead to some sort of ribbis situation. Okay? So it's interesting. Look, it's not in the Bible, as far as I know, as far as I recall. I know it's the most chavero. If somebody gives money to his friend, likach ben peiros l'machtzis schar, same idea, right? To buy fruit to split the proceeds. Rashai lokech likach meos amin. He can also buy from the buyer, who's the person doing the investing, The person doing the buying, he is allowed to buy for himself also. In other words, I send you to buy, to speculate in, let's say, a contemporary possibility. I send you to speculate in software stocks, right? So we don't say, well, since I sent you with my money to be invest software stocks, you can't invest on your own because that'll give you vested interests, right? No, you're allowed to invest also in the same stock which you're buying for me in order to split the proceeds, okay? So you're allowed to invest as well. Because he might be nogeh b'davar in terms of buying and selling at the right time. You know, you might even hold that the having more fruit is to his advantage personally and not to the best thing by selling out when he could sell out, or vice versa, he might sell out too soon. What?
Why is there a
problem? Oh, you mean because it's not a ribbis problem? I think it's an ethical problem. I don't think it's a... You're right, I don't think it's a ribbis problem.
I'm not saying something that's absolutely ridiculous, but maybe an ethical problem, but it's not a halachic problem.
No, but the obvious thing we're saying is that it is a halachic problem. Yeah. No, it's... right, it's not nosib be'amuna. I don't know if it's prosecutable, but it's not the proper thing to do. You're right, it's not necessarily a criminal act.
Well,
it's just
it
not...
Like
it's not ethical. Like inside, exactly, like inside trading.
But it's like if you hear a tip, so...
Yeah. No, look, if there was no SEC, then insider trading would not be prohibited, right? And here, too, I don't know if it's prohibited, but it's not proper. I think it is an ethical statement here. Okay? So it says the Gemara, and also when you sell out the stock, you shouldn't sell both lots simultaneously. First you sell the investment lot, because that should be your primary concern, and yours only afterwards. Okay? Same idea we've been talking about the rest for the full evening. So you can invest whatever the apple commodity you want. However, not garments and not wood. Now, I don't know exactly why that's the case, and I don't think it's a Bavli, but I guess that that type of investment is not considered to be a general investment unless it's specified in the contract. It's clothing and wood, I guess, don't go up in value so much as the other fruit does. They're not seasonal. So therefore, it would not be a good investment. On Rabbi Yitzchak, Yitzchak said, Hadarma, that which you said at the beginning of the evening, right? If you don't invest, it teaches us, Hamavato kis chavero. In general, if I prevent my friend from making money, I hold on to his wallet. Let's say I stole your wallet. And, okay, I'm a ganav, but I'll give back your wallet without taking anything. But in the meantime, you could have used the money to invest. Too bad. Ain't lo lo vel tirom. You could be upset, but you have no remedy in this course, in this case. You can't go and claim anything. There's no damages you can claim.
Well, of course, the investment you could have made might have gone down instead of up.
Right. Right, exactly. And therefore, we have the next halacha, which is different. Hamavato soda chaver, if I prevent you from planting your field, chayev lishbos lo, I do have to make restitution. There is a remedy. Why? Because fields are much more likely to produce, right? So, in other words, by per field, you're much more likely to produce fruit than to lose. So, therefore, in that case, it's much more, their payment must be made.
Yeah, the field could be flooded, it could be drowned.
But it's more, less likely. That's what I'm saying. You're right. It's possible. I guess if we saw the surrounding fields were blighted or drowned, then we would say that in a chanami. It's about a case where this field was among other fields which had grown and prospered. What's the story if somebody prevents his friend from using his boat or prevents his friend from entering the store? That's in the middle. It's not as if he has a financial investment money in your wallet, but it is iffier than your field. So the way the Rishonim reads in front of us doesn't say anything, doesn't resolve this question. But the Shai Teres Torah brings out from the name of some Rishonim, Armalei Potter, said Einach Nami, boats and stores are too speculative, and therefore there's no awarding of damages in that case. Okay? Now the next Gemara, which is a whole almond now, till the Mishnah, everybody has great difficulties with. Okay? Nobody has a good shot in it. Okay? So I'm going to send my own shot. Now, the initial part of the Gemara is pretty much okay, but as I go along, you'll see I have to introduce some elements into the Gemara. This is the action I'm going to go with Lieberman at this point. What's happening is Reuven is carrying fruit to sell in New York. Okay, he's traveling by car to sell fruit in New York. In Cleveland, he meets up with Shimon. Shimon says, "Oh, you're traveling with fruit to sell in New York? I'll tell you what, I need cash right now. Give me the fruits here in Cleveland, I'll sell in Cleveland, and I'll give you the money you expected to realize in New York, in New York." Okay, so he's borrowing the fruit in Cleveland and selling the fruit in Cleveland in order to pay him back when they get to New York. Okay? So this is the opposite of what Gemara said about this. Among Paris, among them, let's take him to... Yeah, but we'll see what the issue is. So Malcolm is always saying the fruit and veggies are cheaper. Chicago fruit and vegetables are cheaper. Malcolm Yoka to New York where it's more expensive. Armor Chavit L'Chavero. His friend said, here it says, he said to his servant, really his friend said to him, to namely, Vanino Yisrael Kader Shatanois L'Malcolm Ploini. Give it to me and I'll give you, when we get to New York, I'll give you payrolls there. If along the way the nosin, everybody switched the gears, but Lieberman says they can leave the gears intact, but nosin here doesn't mean the guy who gives the fruit, but the guy who gives the security. In other words, he says, give me the fruits and I'll give you money, I'll give you fruit when we get to so and so place. So if the achrayus is on the individual, the guy who's undertaking to give fruit when they get elsewhere, or for that matter money when they get elsewhere, whatever he's undertaking to get to give when they get to New York, if the achrayus on the road is his from between Cleveland and New York, so it's ribbis. Why? Because he took a loan, he's going to repay the loan, and besides that, he's accepting the transportation costs, even if he's not actually transporting anything, but he's saving the Barabbas transportation, of course, and accepting that achrayus upon himself between Cleveland and New York. That's a form of ribbis, right? He's taking a certain amount, even the price doesn't go up between Cleveland and New York, he's taking a certain amount, giving back the same amount, let's say, but besides that, he's also transporting. So that's a form of ribbis, right? So, if it's achrayus, the guy who's giving the money in Cleveland, also that Shimon. Valokeach, if it's achrayus, Reuven is receiving the money, meaning he receives money either in Cleveland or in New York, mutter, that's okay. Because then there's no ribbis, because it's just an outright loan, right? He borrowed money in Cleveland, he's paying back, either in Cleveland, New York, wherever he pays back. There's no additional service as a result. Now, Reuven is taking a package from Chicago to New York. It's not necessarily going to go up in price when it gets to New York. It just needs a package in New York. So Armelo says, Tnaili, give it to me. Vani nosin l'cha, and I'm going to give you I'll give you the package. In other words, I want to sell the package now. And I'll give you the package when we get to New York. So whenever that happens, so I'll give you the corresponding package over there. So in that case as well, The halacha is, if it's a achrayus of the person who's going to give the chavila back in New York, it's osur. If it's an achrayus of the guy who's getting the compensation for his package, mutter, that's okay. Again, because the problem of ribbis, because the additional transportation cost, which is saving him.
But I
just
don't understand
how is
there an issue
arise
if you have a sale
taking place. It's not a clean sale. No, it's a loan. Shimon is selling the money to raise cash for himself, but he owes Reuven the money or the payrolls until they get to New York.
Shimon's the guy in Cleveland.
from Cleveland, they will journey together to New York. But he in Cleveland wants to sell Reuven's fruit to realize for himself cash, which he needs to raise. Do you understand it now?
So I was under the impression that he took the commodity, sold it in Cleveland, and had the money right there. So he retained the money.
Right.
Just took a loan from Reuven.
But that was the loan.
Well, he took cash from Reuven.
No, he took fruit from Reuven.
So what did he do with the fruit?
He sold it.
Where?
In Cleveland. Between Cleveland and New York, on either the if he gets back fruit, or if he doesn't, on the money. Yeah. In other words, in essence, he's accepted by himself the responsibility of transportation or whatever is in lieu of that fruit from Cleveland to New York.
Well, that's where there's no fruit from Cleveland to New York. There's no fruit.
Whatever it is.
It's money. He has cash.
Yeah, so that too. If it's his achrayus.
Saving him the transportation cost, had he brought that, Reuven brought the fruit from Chicago directly to New York, so that would have cost him X amount of dollars. So he's saving that cost from Cleveland to New York. So
right.
So that's what he's saying.
Yeah, and that's also being given to him. By Shimon to Reuven.
He's giving it those transportation costs?
Yeah, he's not giving it in the sense of he's saving it for him, and it's his achrayus. It's on a loan. He's only transporting this fruit or the money in lieu of the fruit to New York because he owes the guy money. Okay? He's not a co-investor. He owes the guy money. If he doesn't have a achrayus upon himself, he's not a borrower, then he's okay.
So he's really, I guess I understood that Shimon was buying the fruit. He's really not buying the fruit.
No, Shimon's not buying the fruit.
He doesn't have the money.
Yeah.
He needs money. Well, he can buy it on consignment. But he's not doing that either. He is, he's just a shopper. He's just a shopper. Agent for Reuven to sell the fruit takes the money.
I'm sorry, I goofed. Here, I'm making you all this up. I mixed up the first and second case. Let's go back. The first case is the second case. I mixed them up. I'm all the person mokum zolam mokum a yoiker. He wants to take fruit from New York to Chicago, from Chicago to New York, because the fruit in Chicago is cheaper and in New York it's more expensive. Amal Chaver said, you know what? Namely, give it to me. His friend said to him in Chicago itself, he said to him. He said, give it to me. Vani nosin l'cho keder shata nosin l'mokom ploni. And I'll give it back, I'll take them and I'll sell them there and I'll pay you the same way whatever you would have made there. So he says, obviously he's hoping he's going to make more money, right? And that he'll pocket the difference. But he says, give them to me, and I'll take them there, and I'll sell them there, and I'll give you the money as if you had gone to New York and sold them. Is that clear? Chicago, let's say apples are 99 cents a pound. In New York, apples are $1.99 a pound. So he takes, so Reuven wants to take apples from New York to Chicago to sell in Chicago and make a profit. So Shimon says, you know what, I'll take the apples from New York to Chicago, from Chicago to New York, and I'll sell them in New York, and I guess he hopes he's going to make $2.99 a pound. But in any event, I'll give you what you're going to get there. So it looks like ribbons, right? Because he's taking them when they're worth 99 cents a pound here in Chicago. And he's giving back based on $1.99 in New York. So that's what Chazal is saying. When is that a loan? That is considered ribbis. Only if the achrayus along the way from Chicago to New York is solely on Shimon, the one who's transporting the fruit. Because then it's, how's it like a loan? When I borrow money, no matter what happens to the money, an act of God, I have to pay you back, right? That all the achrayus is on the borrower. So too, if all the achrayus is on Shimon, who's transplanting fruit, he in essence become a borrower on the fruit, and he's going to pay back more in the end. That's a form of ribis. But if the achrayus is by Reuven, he's responsible for any acts of God which happen along the way between Chicago and New York, then that's not a form of halvah, that's not a loan. And therefore, there's no ribis involved. That's how the case works. No? Eli?
If Reuven went himself, and he made a profit of a dollar pound profit,
yeah.
So that would be a profit for him.
Right.
So if he gives it to Shimon, Shimon is his agent, or whatever.
He's not his agent. Oh! What defines an agent? That's exactly the point. He would be an agent if the achrayus was on Reuven. But since the achrayus is on Shimon, so he's not an agent, but what is he? A borrower. That's exactly the point. The Lord's going to come back then, as a matter of fact.
I think David's right.
He is right. I agree with him.
No. But you could just as easily look at these same facts and say, I look at this as a sale. Not alone. We're saying it's also in one case, butcher in another case. No, it's a sale.
No, that's exactly his point too. It can't be a sale either. If Reuven sold Shimon the fruit, then Shimon should just pay the price now. That's what we learned last night. If you pay a lot greater price because you're paying later down the line, paying later, that's ribbis too.
It's
a consignment sale. That's what you're trying.
But it's not.
Doesn't have the money.
It's not a consignment sale. Yeah, maybe consignment sales ribbis. No, maybe Anachnami. But you're right. Maybe it is consignment sale. Maybe consignment sales ribbis. Who says it's not? Yeah.
That's where you can look at it. Rather than allowing you to look at it as a consignment sale.
Now we'll come to the agency issue. Well, don't worry, we'll come to that in a couple minutes. Now, the case of the Chavila, that's the case I got mixed up with. That's the case of New York, Chicago, Chicago, New York, Cleveland, New York. In other words, I, Reuven, have to transport from Chicago to New York a package. I need the package in New York. So along the way I'm traveling, I get to Cleveland. So in Cleveland, he said, I meet up with my friend Shimon, and Shimon says to me, I'll tell you what, I'll transport the package for you. Now, the truth is he doesn't have in mind to transport the package. What he has in mind to do is sell the package here and buy him another package in New York. Now, here, this is a case where this is a case where it's much more, as I said before in the mixed other cases, the case where the ribis is much more subtle. Because here, the price is not going to go up in New York. In the case of the apples, where there's a higher price in New York, it's relatively clear-cut ribis. I'm going to give you back more than the apples were worth here in Chicago. But here, the chavila might be worth the same or less in New York. That doesn't matter. But the fact that I'm willing to be toreach for you in order to either bring up the chavila itself or to buy you a new chavila, that tircha which I'm doing for you is considered to be ribis. And the only way that tircha won't be ribis is if somehow I actually am compensated for that. How am I compensated for that? By not taking achrayas on the chavila. Okay? Not taking achrayas on the derech. Not taking achrayas on anything that happens. So let's say I'm transporting, for example, not the chavila itself because I sold it to raise money in Cleveland, but I'm transporting the money from Cleveland to New York, the achrayas has to be on the balabas, on Reuven, not on Shimon. That's what I want to say here. This is a much more subtle case, a much more difficult case. But that's the case which I want to say here. I'm taking from Chicago to New York, and I meet up my friend in Cleveland, and he says, give it to me. I'll give it to you there, when we get to New York, like you would give in so-and-so in that place. Not sure what shad noisin means. I don't know what exactly it means, noisin. But like you, I think it means like you would give because you need it there. In Bachrayas and noisin osir, maybe it's Bachrayas of the guy who's going to give, which is the guy who's going to wants the package in Cleveland, osir. Okay, if it's Bachrayas, the guy who would get the package over there. When they get to New York Mutter, that's okay. Because then he's just like an agent. Now, Rabbi, I want to clarify that a little bit more before we go on. An agent is a shomer, right? A shomer is always somebody who is potter on Ohtzim, right? If he's chayv on Ohtzim, he's a shoel. If he's a shoel, by money, a shoel is called a loyveh. So therefore, it's got to be potter on chayv in order not to be called a borrower. Okay? Avol, however, now, again, as I said, here things are become very unclear. The donkeys over here, the donkey drivers, I'm going to learn a certain way, which is similar to the Or Sameach, but not quite like the Or Sameach, which is the Or Sameach learns that donkey driver is going to buy fruit. I would like to say the donkey drivers are bringing my fruit from here, from New York to Chicago. They're truckers, right? They are taking the fruit to New York to sell it, right? In New York, they're going to sell it, but the catch is, when they sell it, they're only going to give me the lower price. They'll give me the Chicago price. That's okay. Donkey drivers who take the truckers, or donkey drivers, or agents, who take my fruit from Chicago to New York, sell it there, they realize the profit because they sell it at the higher price. They give me the lower price based on Chicago price. That's okay. That's not a form of business. Oh, that's the question. Who has that price? So it says the Gemara, the Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi, and the Shart Israel says vein choshishim, right? It's okay. And lichora it means even if the chamorim accept upon themselves the chrayas, which is, of course, is difficult. If they accept upon themselves the chrayas, they should be borrowers, and the transportation which they do should be considered to be a form of ribbis, right? According to the second, the more subtle case, right? And the more in the first case, there's got to be an actual profit, right? It's got to be 99 cents in New York, in Chicago, $1.99 New York, and they're going to pay me the $1.99 price. But here, it's 99 cents in Chicago. $1.99 in New York, they're still only going to give me 99 cents. But still, when I ask, according to that second Chavila case, it should be Rebus because they have the Achrayas upon themselves and they're transporting it as part of the Achrayas upon themselves. So it's true, they'll gain too. Everybody gains. But everybody gains is also a form of Rebus, right? If I gain and he gains, but it's not set up as an investment, but as a loan, then that's Rebus. That's awesome. So it says, Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi feels, Bar Pazi Oimer, says, Ad Mokum Shadak Lech Lulevo Bobo. Says, Enoch Nami, long haul transportation would be forbidden. I'm not sure exactly how it distinguishes. The Gemara itself is going to ask later on. Because long haul transportation would be forbidden. It's too much of a favor, too much of a service, that would be ribbis. But anyway, the donkey drivers could go on the same day, you know, Derech Yoimechot, is not considered to be significant transportation, and that's absorbed in the price of doing business. It's not considered to be additional ribbis above and beyond. Somehow, I don't know exactly what.
This profit donkey drivers are making, can't they say that's necessary? They got to feed the donkey, it's lodging, and in other words, they have expenses in this transportation.
That's true, but why is that entitled them to give ribbis to the Baal Boss? They're transporting his food for free. Okay? I mean, we're assuming that that's the case over here. Right? They're transport from his perspective for free.
Yet he's still only getting the Chicago price. He's not getting the price.
So what? But for some reason, I guess in Chicago, it's much harder to sell. You know, they're obviously doing him a favor. Otherwise, he would have targeted sold in Chicago. Obviously, there's some reason why he's going to New York. So it says, Maravuna, Maravuna says, no, Nasser Shlucho. Avuna says he's in their agents. And since they're agents, there's no issue of ribbis. No matter how far they go. Doesn't matter. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 3 weeks. It doesn't matter. Says the Gemara.
How many on both cases just?
This case is the Chamorim. No. Only the case, because Chamorim's case, which you said, is Mutter. So says the Gemara. V'dom is Sivin. Should be Rav Huna. This is what they asked Rav Huna. They asked him a question. They said, Shliach Shenen as Chayv alone sim? Do you ever find such a thing that a Shliach Shenen as Chayv anoint sim? How could you call him a Shliach? He's chayav achrayus. There's no such thing as a shliach who's chayav achrayus. Where did you ever find such a concept? You can't call this guy a shliach. The Gilan Efrayim takes out the word shenen as patzal because it's redundant. You can learn it, but in any event, it's not necessary. Says Mora, a very cryptic answer. Says Mora, no. Lo pami masah shomer chinam lios kushoyel. Sometimes can't a shomer chinam make himself stipulate that he's liable like a shoel? So too here the agents stipulated upon themselves additional liabilities. In other words, they're going to be chayev more. In other words, even for Omsin, which of course is very strange. Obviously, we're not finished with this yet. What does that mean? The fact that they're chayev and more Omsin. Yes, they could stipulate that. But an agent would stipulate it to be liable for Omsin, that should be a borrower. So it says the Gemara, and now the Gemara asks another question. V'atayin Rabbi Yoshua, k'shem, and this is a question Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pasi. G'shem shechai b'kulach kach chai b'miktsasa. This is really something which is not really relevant to here. The Escorio has this Gemara later on called Beis Amarav, and Lieberman says really not tried here altogether. But what basically where the Gilan Efrayim interprets on the bottom, which I think is correct, he says, what difference does it make if they're achrayan part of the way on one day or achrayan 2 days or a week? It's just like a chayev on the entire thing in achrayas. If you're going for 3 weeks from Chicago to New York, so it's a one day achrayas. It also should be also. What difference qualitatively does it make if you only accept by yourself achrayas of malach derech yemechor? You accept by yourself achrayas of 1,000 miles. So that's a question Rav Yehuda Bar Pazi specifically. So says the Gemara, okay, but Maikadun Maisa. What is the what's the story? Why can they bring it? Maiso means here. Why can they bring it? What is the hetek? So says the Gemara. Tamon Mishan Kashar Yerker. Bramhach Mishan Kashar Zol. He says in the first in the case which is also is Einachanami is really all, what you were expecting would be the answer all along. The case of us is only a case where you pay at a higher price. If you give the guy the same price he could have gotten at home, then it's not considered to be... I guess it must be easier, as I said before, to sell in New York. But if you give the guy the same price he could have gotten home, even if you could get... You accept upon yourself the achrayus haderech, that's not considered to be ribbon. So it's interesting. I don't know why not. Look at the Gilan in front of the bottom. It's very cute what he says. He says the... Tam of Mishan is at the end of the first column. Tam of Shain Kishara Yoiker, Bravi Karibis, Brahmach, Badir Bachamari Mishan Kishara Zol, Veloav Aribis Kol Kach. It's not so much ribis, even the Lord of Ephraim is bothered. No, it's a little bit ribis, not so much ribis. There is Shus Biyad Adam Lahoz Yil Chevzo. There's permission granted to an individual to sell for less. And what does it mean to sell for less? Meaning that actually the seller is sustaining a loss as well. The Baal Boss, I should say, is sustaining a loss. Why? Because had he taken it personally to New York, he would have made $1.99 an apple. Right? And so then they're only giving him 99 cents an apple. So therefore, in essence, there's a compromise here. It's not really ribis because each side loses. The Chamorim losing that they're doing the transportation essentially for free. But the Baal Bus loses in that he's accepting the 99 cents at the end instead of the $1.99. So therefore, since there's kind of this compromise both sides are giving, that's not really ribis. Now he, the Gilan Efrayim, says only answer according to Rabbi Yeshua says it's one day's journey. But it makes no difference, I think. It makes no difference. Now, if you look at it this way, that each side is giving in a little bit, and the Baal Bus is also losing out here, because he's accepting the price as the Shara Zol, and he could have gotten the Shara Yoker. So it's true, in the net, he's gained from the Chamor, right? Because he didn't have to transport itself, and he gets the price. He gets the price on him. So he gets transportation plus the price. But he did lose from the other perspective, which is that had he gone himself, he would have gone down 99 himself. So therefore, since that's the case, it's not considered to be a form of ribus. Okay? Even if they accept upon themselves achrayus. So in essence, this is an interesting case. An agent can accept upon himself achrayus and still be considered an agent, like Master Shomer Chiyam Leoskushoel, as long as there's some law sustained by the Baal Boss as well. And what's the law sustained by the Baal Boss? Not an actual loss, but a lack of profit, because it's only going to be per the 99, not for the $1.99. Okay? This is all my charm and
worm. Yeah, that's okay. What I was trying to...
I think it's very logical. I don't think it's... I think it makes sense. Okay? It's going to come up again in a few minutes. Shami part of a chamor, b'chol dover shadar kolasos lechol. One can give out. Now, this is not really investment in the same sense before, it's speculation. But rather, it's like we have sharecropping, so you can sharecrop animals, right? I give an animal to another person who's going to raise it and use it, and he's going to give me a certain set, kickback on it, right? So, Shami Paro Chamor, Chamor Chol Dever Shadako Lecho, Lasos Lecho, anything which produces and eats, Lemechza, that the production should be split 50-50. But the guy who's getting it, he provides the food. So I provide the capital, the mud, the animal. He provides the maintenance, right, the food. And we split the profits. That's the type of case we're talking about over here. Okay?
That sounds good.
It says, Shaman, you could do this. Makom shenogel achlokes ha'blodos miyad chokim, a place where whenever the calves are born, you immediately split them up, then you immediately split them up. Makom shenogel achlokes, a place where the minhag is that the person who received the maintenance man, right, it has to raise him a certain amount of times, the godly has to raise him for that amount of time. Shilomer, shamin egel al imo, you include the calf, even though the calf doesn't produce, you include the calf in the investment on the mother, the sayach, a young donkey, imo with its mother, umafin al sadeu, and when it can increase, and the Gemara is going to explain what this increase means, in a field, v'ena chashim shum ribis, said it's not a ribis issue. Tani, we learned. Who shamu adam mechaveru behema? A person takes an animal on his friend in this kind of arrangement. V'mnas laos lo vlad echad, on the condition that he, the person who the maintenance guy, is going to give vlad echad one calf, the giza achas, at one shearing lashana each year. That's an acceptable transaction. Tani golos, an egg. On the basis of Sora Bates and Chosh, acceptable transaction. Hashoma Tanigos Mechaberta, a woman who gets a hen from her friend, with Tapels Befroche, and she's, of course, the maintenance woman. With Tapels Befroche, she deals with the chicks, Kozmans and Sukhalima, as long as they need their mother. Metavave Madakov, she gets a sheep, then she has to deal with the child. Shloshim 30 days. If a gasa, a large animal, chamishim 50 days. Rabbi Yosef, my doctor, Shloshim says on contrary, the small animal you have to be metapel longer, 3 months. Mivneishet tibulim meruba, because it takes much more effort to raise a sheep than a large animal. Don't ask me why. Mikan Yosef Mikan. If it's beyond those allotted months, chelko shabala bais. Then it's all the portion of Abayis, it all reverts to him. It should be Vashum Olav. And the reckoning is upon him, Akoka Minig Amdino. Everything based on the custom of the country. Now the Gemara asks, my Chelko Shaba Abayis, actually I made a mistake. The Chelko Shaba Abayis is a new statement. After the word, no, it's not. Yosef Gan Chelkush Ba'abayis Shumarube. Mal Chelkush Ba'abayis Shumarube. Shumalov. Barnash Yav Chabrei Me'edinarin. An individual gives to his friend $100. Avdin Esrin Dinoy, and they produce $20 in profit. Ain't no sapaga, ain't no sapaga. So each guy should get 10 bucks, right? Shobabais ift avtun ole Karen. Lev Karen. So let's say that do we say that the $10 of the babais now becomes the principal? In other words, it carries over from having been profit and becomes principal. So there's more, no. Bnei Anish, it should be law of Dinkin, the Skorial and other, to change gears. Even if it says Bnei Anish Avdin, it would be as an astonishment. Bnei Anish Avdin Kain, do you do that? No. You don't actually, at some point, say, okay, let's stop, reckon the profits and make them part of the principal. Let's stop later, reckon the profits, you know, every month and make them part of the principal. Rather, Elanasvin Vyavin will be safer palkin. You give and take, and in the end, you divide up. Now, this is, of course, to the advantage of the recipient, right? Because if every few months they would stop, or every few days they would stop and recalculate the principal, and the principal, of course, he's responsible for, right? So then there would be a problem. But this way, he's only responsible always for the base principal, and any thing afterwards is something which is profit. And he's less responsible for the profit than he is for the principal, obviously. Okay? So it's his advantage that this not be reckoned every so often. So if a calf is born, right? So the calf doesn't become part and parcel of the principal, either somehow some additional deal has to be worked out or reverts to Baal Bas. It doesn't become additional part of the principal for which the recipient is automatically responsible. Okay? Hashem Beim El Chavero. Somebody who gives his friend the animal. So it's kind of repetitive this morning. How long after we were toppling it? If it's an impure animal, Shneimos HaChodesh, 12 months. But if it's a human being, Evid, obviously, a stream barber goes 24 months till it's weaned. Period. Malcolm Shinogu Lalos Char Katof Lamos, where there's the Federal Express charges mentioned yesterday, is Federal Express charges for the transportation of money and for wiring the money to the recipient. Malin, so the Baal Bas has to pay the wire charge. Also, it should be Schar Behema Lamos, if there's a transportation charge for the animal. Malin, then the person who's giving the animal has to pay for that as well. Hakol medina medina, whatever he has to pay is the medina medina.
Some itinerary of time, is that from Svar?
Yeah, it's from Svar. It's not Xerisco, so it's from Svar. Like by human beings, so human beings weaned, because usually it's at 24 months.
You know this about the principle of privacy?
What he's saying is that in a case where Rashi Gamliel and our Mishnah said that you give the ego with the mother and the young donkey with its mother as well. So Rashi Gamliel says even if normally there's a transportation charge for whatever it is. Here it says for money, but obviously we're talking about for the animals. So nevertheless, this is considered to be absorbed in the price, in the contract on the mother. It says you don't need a separate contract on the delivery charges and such like for the calf. You conclude that in the contract with the mother, because mother calf come together. Okay, it's a simple Baal Batish thing. Hashem Be'imam Mechavero. Somebody who the same as again this arrangement. How long does the keep the arrangement keep going? So we're talking about godros animals which are penned in shemus achodesh 12 months, basonos by donkeys as shem bar achodesh 24 months. Amar lo betoch hazman. What if he wants to stop in the middle? Now who would want to stop in the middle? The giver, the guy who gave the animal. He found himself a better deal. He wants to stop in the middle. Can't do it. The contract's binding. Amar lo b'tochas man shamim lo. We continue to maintain this arrangement. Achar's man, if it's after the lot of time, even though you have continued with the arrangement for a while, nevertheless, in shamim lo, we don't force the arrangement to continue. Lo domeh. Now, why, however, do we force him to continue until the end of the arranged time? because lo dama tipu shana achas ushtei shanim. The first year is much more labor intensive for the maintenance guy. Second is much less labor intensive, right? So therefore, he only realizes his true profits in the second year. So if the first guy wants to break out the first year, no, we don't let him do so. Okay. Hashem beimel chaver, somebody gives his friend an animal in this investment relationship. Ein pachos mei Hashem as a chod Hashem. It's never less than 12 months. Mesa bekusya. Now, what if the animal given dies as a result of negligence? This guy's a showman. The animal dies negligence. So Yoav kusya's negligence. Peshas. The Aramaic for pesha. Pesha. Some have here some busya here on the bottom, but it's Aramaic for negligence. So Mesa bekusya died out of negligence. The animal. Yoav kula. You give the full amount. Well, because you have died without negligence, you are probably only give half the amount. Keta. Now, I'm not good at arithmetic, as you know, and I don't really fully understand the next Gemara, but those of you who are big Bikim and arithmetic, I don't see any here tonight. For those of you who are big Bikim and arithmetic, will understand the next Gemara very well. Keta. Shama Bamana. Initially, when the investment was made, it was $100, the animals were worth $100. And then it went up, but Shama Sim, the animals were $200. Meskus, if it died as a result of negligence. So then, Yoav, how much does the guy have to pay the recipient?
Full amount.
What's the full amount?
Which is 200. Because he died when he was worth 200.
That's the trick. No, not 200. No, not 100.
I saw Shisha. I couldn't figure out what Shisha.
It's 150. Because he owned 50. That's the idea of investment, 50-50 investment. While investment is in force, he has 50% share. So what's 100% of what he has to owe the other guy? $150 each. So that's the chiddush of our Gemara. The other 150 has to pay the full value of the animal. Because since you were poshea, you have to pay the full value. You only retain your initial stake.
Yeah, the full value of the animal at what time? At the initial value?
Now!
At the end.
At the end
it's worth 200.
Minus
his
50. 200 minus your 50. Right. It sounds to me arbitrary too. I don't understand it, but that's what it says here. If you didn't like that, you're not even going to like the next case even worse. The lobakusya, if it died unattended, there was no pshia, you have chamishim zuz, so all you give the other guy is what? His initial stake. What was his initial stake? $50. Right. So I intentionally, you have to give him the full profits, plus the original stake. If you died unintentionally, give him just the original stake.
This is obviously not the heavy man.
No, heavy math is the next one. Next one is now Hikisha Biyav Khamish says, what if originally it was worth $100? And then it went down a price, it's worth $50. Now bear in mind, since it's a true investment, they have to share in the losses just like the profits, right? So now what happens? Mesa Bakusya, if it dies as a result of negligence, Yoav Shlosher Zav has to pay 75. That's what I don't understand. Why is it to pay 75?
Each one owns $25 share because it's only worth 50 now.
Yeah. Oh, so he's paying 25 plus the full
value.
Plus the full loss.
Yeah.
He's paying the full 50 loss plus the 25 the other guy's share. Very good. Okay, it's revert to it's absolute reversal. It's consistent. I couldn't follow that. Okay. So the low because it was without negligence. You have chamishim zuz. He simply gives $50. That too. No, but then it should be 25.
Yeah,
it should be 25.
Because it's half the value.
Yeah, the card should be 25. See, that's probably what threw me off. So then it should be low because it should be the card should be 50. The 25. Exactly.
That's what I enjoy, but I don't want to.
with it? A Johnny Cochran would never work on you, show me. If the glove doesn't fit, you must stretch it. Okay. Now, this is also on the recipient. The recipient can't take it for less than 12 months. He's got to take it for all 12 months. If he used it, he has it all summer when it doesn't eat that much and does a lot of work. Now the recipient wants to sell it in the winter. No. He's got to feed it all winter, even though it's not going to produce, it needs more. Vice versa. If the seller wants to cause problems, the investor wants to cause problems, because the maintenance guy gave it to you all winter when it didn't do very much and ate a lot. Varmar, now the investor wants to sell it, in the summer, we know we compel him to leave it there to produce for the person who was maintaining it all of the summer. Tani, new case, top of Chav Beis Mav. Rishin Gomi Omer, Mafin al Sadeu bein Achosh Shum Ribis. That's a call for a mission. What does that mean? Mafin means to increase the fruitfulness. So Kate says it's like this. Kibali Menu, the Basar Kurin Chidim. A sharecropper said, could receive the field at the price of 10 bushels of grain a year. Amalo, so the sharecropper says, Tamely so echad, I tell you what, give me a certain amount of money. I'll give you 12 instead of 10. That's mutter. It's not ribbis. Now, in other words, what are you supposed to give? The 10 kurin throughout the year. One a month, let's say, for 10 months. So he says, if you give me a dollar, I'll give you 12 later on. So it looks like ribbis, but it's not ribbis, because a field can't produce more if it's worked more diligently. So therefore, we look at it as a proportional increase in the value, in the produce, the productivity of the field, not as a loan, right? It's just that he wasn't willing to produce productivity unless he got something for it. What's what he wanted to get for it? He got the dollar. So the dollar is payment for increased productivity. It's not a loan to repay with a greater sum later down the line. Okay? It's very similar to the rent. The Gemara is going to make this similarity. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, why do my nation say Sodom to Lisborich? Because Sodom can become more fruitful. Reshlokish Amar, Nasa Kamaskulo Sodom Yoke. And Reshlokish says, like you, that just like I say, if you pay me the rental now, it's $10, but later on it's $12. So, here, in essence, it's become like a higher rental for the sharecropping. What's the nafkimina between these two approaches? Chanusus fina, a store or a boat. Madar, now I'm going to change your souls here like the Shaitar Zitzrol does, even though nobody else does, but to me it was obvious the moment I saw it that he had to change your souls. Madar, Nesha, so I'm the Tzitz, but Rabbi Yovat says, because if the field gets blessed, should be a mafia, Chanusus fina. It doesn't apply to boats and ships. They don't have greater enhanced productivity. Manam Anaska Masu is sort of Bioka, one who says that it's as if we charge a higher rental, and Chanos Asfina should be my friend. Same thing, could charge higher rentals for the use thereof. Om Rabbi Yaakov Barachim, Rabbi Yaakov Barachim said, Befeirish, Pligay, they argue explicitly. Rabbi Yochanan Amar should be, again, Ain Mafrin Chanos Asfina, you don't, can't increase there. And Shlodishma Mafrin Yikan. Mastis, saying like that, right? Yeah. He's going to Bob Horn there. He's going to preclude that perspective. That's interesting. Yeah, you're right. Masis of Sai Rish Lakish and should be Masis of Sai Rabbi Yochanan argues Rish Lakish. A Marvel Chanus Lasfina, you can't Al Dovish and Osu Bagufo. You cannot claim increased productivity on a store and a boat, anything which does not produce inherently, right? The Gufo means that there's a certain productivity which can be enhanced by greater fertilizer, greater work.
Well, it's not karka.
Right. That's exactly what you're saying. Yeah. Okay, Amakam, it's Tzom Barzo meets Rov. Tzom Barzo is normally a concept by Ksuba, but here is the primary concept. Tzom Barzo is where there's an absolute guarantee, your ironclad guarantee, you're going to give back the same thing you got. That's Ribis. Okay? Amakam Tzom Barzo meets Rov Nesha Ribis, because you're going to give him back his principle for sure, ironclad, and whatever profits you make to boot. Amakam Tzom Barzo Menachem, but of course from a goy you can't. Beloved, you can borrow for them, umavin or some, and lend them beribis. Vechem ger toishav, so to ger toishav, even though it's mkabel shemetz b'nei Noach, mavel yisrael moisav shol akum, same idea. Mavel yisrael amosav shol akum, midas akum, a goy can lend, a Jew can lend the goy's money with the goy's active acquiescence. Of Lomidaso, but not for the Israel's acquiescence. So in other words, let's say a Jew works in a Goyish bank. He's a loan officer. That's okay, because he is working out Das HaAkum with the HaAkum's money. Okay? Ezut Tzom Barzo. What is Tzom Barzo? I often have made there were 100 sheep in front of him. Marmalos, he says, Harein Asiyas Olecha B'mer Shozov. You owe me these sheep, and in lieu of the sheep, $100. Vladon, v'chelbon, v'gizoson, whatever children they have, whatever milk they produce, whatever shearings they produce, shachar, they're yours. But in Mesu, if they die, Adchai Baruchus, you're liable of their responsibility. Ve'at ma'leli, and you're going to give me selah, shachar, achas, v'achas, mishachar. You're giving me a dollar on each one a year, right? Bachreina Achroser. If this is what happens, I'm not sure exactly what Achroina means, but this is the case, the last case scenario, so then that is a problem. Okay? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmi Abay, Rabbi Yirmi asked, Tamon Atmar, over there he said, now this is in Bukhairis. In Bukhairis is halacha that Tzom Barzo, Larishon, the Tzom Barzo belong to the to original owner. That's by Goyim. The halacha is, you know, if the Goyim own the mothers, by cattle and sheep, and they give birth, so then the firstborn are punter from Bukhara, right? So there it says that Tzom Barzo, it seems it's really the achrayus is on the if the mothers own the sheep, and the Yisrael's going to own the mother sheep, and the Yisrael's going to own the fetuses, it's still considered to be in essence the lenders. I mean not the lenders, the goy owners. Well, essence like this, I'm not making this clear because I don't really understand it myself, but in its essence what's happening is that the Yisrael is getting the mothers and grazing them on the condition that he gets the plodos. So they're exempt from b'chayra, right?
It's like a sharecropper.
It was like a sharecropper with sheep.
Yaakov
Alavim. That's a good point, right, same idea. So in that case we say that the sheep are still considered to belong to the to goy, right? Sometimes you should have caught them on the sheni. Here it seems like you're considering the sheep to be on loan, because otherwise when you brought ribbons to the borrower. So what's its contradiction, right? Amrei it says Tamach Shikran LaRishon. There what we really mean is that the mothers are belong to the goyim, and we want them to belong to the goyim, and all these throw. Is doing is getting a portion in the vlados and raise them, but he certainly doesn't want to own them, and he doesn't own the mothers, right? So there, it's we attribute it still to the goy. But here, Ikar Lasheni, the first guy, he doesn't want anything to do with them. He just wants to be insured that no loss will occur, and therefore, and Vlad Lasheni and the children, of course, also. Are outright, he said, he gives to the second person, right? He gives to the recipient. So therefore, here it's much more of a case of a where the achrayus is on the second person. I'm not sure I understand that. I'm not exactly happy with that, but I don't want to spend time with it. Rabbi Yirmiyahu asks like this. Now everybody goes crazy in this. Nobody knows what he's asking. Nobody knows what he's asking. Nobody knows what he's answering. Everybody goes nuts on this one. Rabbi Yirmiyahu says, it sounded a little bit like the Mechamayim, but the Skoriel is a whole passage here which is not in the Baal and not in the Yerushalmi. And with that, many things become somewhat clearer. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu, the question is, we said yesterday that a Nosei Schar can accept the Onsim as long as you pay him, right? As long as you give him a certain sum, the agent can accept upon himself the achrayus. That's okay. But Hocha, here he's saying, we call it the Mar Nosei Schar Chayav Onsim. I'm sorry, he called the Mar Nosei Schar Chayav Onsim Osir, that's our case, right? We call in the other case over there, right? Taman and Kaveri Yavig and mixed up the Yerushalmi is no. The other case over there, Atamar Nosi Socher Chayav Onsi Mutzer. Back in that Kofa and Beis, you say it's okay. Well, it's a contradiction. Says more, first of all, Lo Pamim Shemas Asher Mechinam Lios Kushoel. Sometimes Asher Mechinam can make himself like a Shoel. Now, we had that earlier, the end of Kofa and Alba, here it's in a different context. What it means here is that if you change the agency, that's okay. You change the agency, that's fine. And you change the agency over there, because they're the agent receiving payment for his services from the Baal Bus. Here the agent's not receiving payment. Yes, he's getting gizos on chelbon, but that's not payment. That's automatic enhancement. It's not payment. So that's what makes it all the difference. So now the Gemara throws in over here, according to the Escorial, the top of Chaf Avon Beis. Again. Okay? Now the Gemara asks, Vatani Rabbi Yeshua, go back to the top of Chaf Avon Beis. Vatani Rabbi Yeshua, Kishem Shayyoke, Chai Vakula Kachai Mikzosa, which here would mean, if you're liable to any part of that Chayyash, it should be also. Right? What difference does it make if he pays you $2 for his wages? If you're liable a little, it's like you're liable a lot. It doesn't matter. As long as you have any liability, you're really a borrower. And therefore, you're paying back ribbis. So what difference does it make if it's a partial liability, a complete liability? So says Zemara, Maikadun, same thing, Maikadun Maisa. So Maikadun Maisa. Over there, I translate Maikadun Maisa on the top of 42 as what allows him to bring it. But here, I'm going to translate Maisa differently. Translate Maisa as death. What's the difference? A case of death. What's the difference? A case of death. Tama Mishlan Kishar Yoke Brahmacha Mishlan Kishar Zol. It depends what you pay if the animal dies. If you pay when the animal dies, that a lower price, right? Then that's okay, because then you're getting paid for agency and you don't have full achrayus. But if you're having to pay when the animal dies, the fullest possible price, then that's so embarrassing. Even if you're getting paid. Because there's no discount in achrayus. So actually, what I'm saying is a very big chiddush, and I don't even know if it's right, of course, because I don't know if the Skoriel's manuscript is correct, and I don't know if what I'm saying is correct. I'm interpreting the same lines differently over here than I interpret over there, but it's cute and it makes sense logically. In other words, it all depends on if there's, it's true if you have a full achrayus on even a component of this tzitzon bar arrangement, that would be no good. But what's happening is here is in a case where you have a suppressed achrayus, plus you're getting paid, that's okay. That was the case back in Chafon Beis. If when the animal dies, you don't have to pay the full value, you pay less than the full value, or Shara Zol. And you're also getting paid, that's okay. But if like over here where the guy says, at the beginning of the translation, And obviously the expression Mashalzad means you have full achrayus and even perhaps a little bit beyond that. But in this case, since there's no suppression of the achrayus whatsoever, and there are no wages besides, in this case it's certainly awesome. Okay? I'm getting perplexed looks. No, the weakness of my argument is I'm you translating the same words that you have up here differently over here. But I could get around that by saying that perhaps it's slightly different, but the got steamrolled in the process. But what I'm saying is like this. The question is, how come on Chof and Beis, where I give the agent a couple of dollars, it's okay that he's Mekabel Achrayus? And here, it's not okay that he's Mekabel Achrayus. Right? What difference does it make? So the Gemara wants to say, well, the difference is that payment. Well, it says, but that's not a sufficient payment because we achroy on part of it, it's if we achroy on all of it. Right? So what difference does it make that he's getting paid for his labor? But on the achrayus issue, it's about the partial achrayus that he has minus the little salary he's getting is the full achrayus. So therefore it should be also, if it's also, it should be also over there. Now the Gemara is saying the difference is when it dies. What do you have to pay? The Anachrami over there, it's suppressed Achrayus. You don't pay the full value when it dies. You pay Kishar Hazol. I don't know what Shar Hazol is, but you pay less. But over here, the Achrayus you pay is complete. And that's the stress in the Gemara and the language of Harena says that'll be Meir Shel Zov. I want from you full and total insurance. You know what the difference would be in halacha, perhaps? The difference between, in secular law, similar difference, difference between replacement cost and cost with depreciation. This Tzom Barzel is like full replacement cost. What it's over there, the Gemara is saying, is taka not full replacement cost. It would have to be depreciation. So if you have a case, so what makes a mutter? If the achrayus is only at the level of after depreciation, plus there's payment for the tircha, that's what makes the investment okay, even if there is a kabbalah sizing. But in a case where the achrayus is at replacement cost, then that's not okay. That's not a case where the kabbalah sizing is okay. And lemaisa, when we say tzom barzel in the ksuvas, right? Now when we talk about ksuva, tzom barzel, there, it's at full replacement cost. Whatever the cost was at the time the woman entered the marriage, that's frozen for the eternity of the marriage. That's what a classic Tzom Barzel is. And that's why this Tzom Barzel is awesome. But so it was back over there, was not Tzom Barzel. Yes, you're Chai Belenzer, but only owns him at the Shar Azol, at the depreciated cost, not at the full cost. That limited liability, plus the fact that you're getting paid, makes that a form of agency investment and not a form of ribis.
So with Exuva, why isn't that considered ribis for the
Tzom Barzel? It should be Tzom Barzel. It should be ribis. I guess the Chazal are matur there. What? It's for her benefit. No, it's not because it's kosher. It's to Rabbana. But since the ribis is not the raisu, so therefore Rabbana were...
Theoretically, it should be the same
thing. I'm trying to think who actually gets it. I don't know if it's true of their bill, because how would there be ribis? First of all, it's only ribis if the ksuva is ever paid up, right? So it's sarecha ribis, which Gurna Buda's mutter. But you're saying that she's loaning him the Tzom Barzel. She's getting back the Tzom Barzel. And in the meantime, she's having the benefit of being married to him and being supported by him.
And he's getting the benefit of having the...
Well, that's okay. He's the agent. He's the one who's paying ribis. Because he's going to get the dowry and use it. Right. So over the term of the marriage, it's a form of ribis. If you assume marriage is good for women. So they're getting the property back at the end of the marriage, plus they were married in the interim. And a chanami. Chazal allowed that one. Okay, let's just get down on base. If a loving man of Mavino subribis, by Goyim, you can borrow and loan Baribis. Rabbi Omer, Toshav Amr Bevedivri. It says Ger Toshav, the concept of Ebedivri. So any of them, I don't know what it means, Bevedivri, because A Geret Tayshul Chora can't own an Eved Ivri. He can't be sold as an Eved Ivri, so therefore he can't own an Eved Ivri. This is totally out of the context where I want. Also, Geret, but should be Geret Tayshul Chora, Moshe Chayne, Harmer Ribbis, Ene Dem Ativo. It sounds like you can't take Ribbis on Geret Tayshul, but no, you can't. We know you can't. Mavisa Mos Aku Midas Aku. A Jew, we said, can loan the money of a goy with the goy's intent of Lomidaso, but not on the not with the Jew's intent. Yisrael Shalava Me'aku. Okay, a Jew who borrowed money from a goy, who bekeshes on Hashem and wants to give it back to the goy with ribbis. Amale Yisrael Achis. No, Yisrael says, namely, give him to me. Vani noisin kider shad noisin lo, and I'll give him the way you would have to give him. Also, that's forbidden, because in essence, this Yisrael is now taking the loan off the back of the first Yisrael and paying ribbis because of the first Yisrael. That's a form, that's ribbis. It's a fascinating case. A goy loans Reuven $100 on the condition that Reuven gives the goy back $120. Shimon Gamliel says, you know, give me the $100 and I'll give the goy $120. It's awesome. Because in essence, Shimon borrowed from Reuven $100, and it's paying back to Reuven $120 because it's all going to Reuven. Even if Shimon pays directly to the goy, because Reuven was the monkey in the middle here, so therefore remains forbidden, because it's an illusion. It looks to you like Shimon is paying the goy directly back, but Shimon never had a relationship with the goy. The goy never loaned Shimon any money. The goy wants the money back from Reuven, right? He might accept the back from Shimon, because what does he care? As long as he gets the money. But in essence, the lender to Shimon is Reuven. And the person who's getting paid back, even if he doesn't get the money in his hand, is Reuven. So therefore, it's also. No, you don't like it?
It doesn't make sense. Because
why?
The middleman is not making any money out of it.
Sure he is.
Why? He's giving...
He loaned Shimon on, just gave back 120.
I think the goy loaned.
Goy loaned Reuven. Reuven loaned Shimon. The goy loaned Reuven 100 and expects back 120. In the meantime, Shimon comes and borrows the 100 from Reuven and gives back the 120 directly to the goy. So we're saying that's an illusion. Even though he's giving it back to the goy, he's really giving it back to Reuven, and Reuven's giving it back to the goy.
So even though it just passes through his hands...
Even though it didn't even pass through the hands of Reuven, right. You know, this is the classic case of a credit card. If I use your credit card, I can't pay the finance charges. It's my same case. I use your credit card, I can't pay the finance charges. Hi, I'm paying the finance charges directly to the bank. It doesn't matter. Because I borrowed the money from you. The bank doesn't, the credit card company doesn't know about me. They know about you. And therefore my payment really has to be back to you. Even if I pay the credit card to company directly, I'm really paying you and you're paying the credit card company. So my transaction with you, and I am really borrowing money and giving it back to you with ribbis. Okay? So that's how Halacha Maisa. So it says, except... If you made an agreement with the goy that the loan should transfer to Shimon, that's okay. Now here the Eskor has in the manuscript, I'm going to say, the goy has got to actually stand there, you need his physical presence. It's not enough to make an agreement, you have to have a physical presence. I assume, now the opposite case is true as well, and we'll stop after this case. Akum shalova mitzvah, a goy you borrowed from a Jew. And he wants to give it back to goy borrowed from a Jew with interest, right? So the goy borrowed from a Jew and has to pay him back interest. So we're prepared to give it back. So another Yisrael comes to the goy, right? And says to the goy, in other words, Reuven loaned money to John. John, at Ribbis. John is about to give back the money, but Shimon comes and borrows, says to John, you loan me the $100 and I'll give Reuven back to $120. This is the converse, right? So it's okay. Today, Vani Malcho Lo Ribis Mutter. It's okay, because in essence, even though see, there's a kula.
Ribis, sounds like you're necessarily.
But it's not! Come on! Reuven loaned John the $100. John is supposed to give back $120.
Right.
So it's true that Shimon actually ends up giving Reuven the $120. But that's also an illusion.
The extra $20 came from John.
No, the extra $20 came from Shimon. But it's two different transactions. Even though it looks to you like one transaction, because it became, because Shimon paid directly to the guy. To Reuven. And it didn't go to the guy when he repaid. But it is two separate transactions, because the guy never had anything to the first Yisroel, never had anything to do with the second Yisroel. He made the agreement with the guy. He expected back from the guy. So the second Yisroel decides to pay back. That's nice. But I never had agreement with him, so it's not a full ribbis me Yisroel. My ribbis coming from the guy. That's his cheshma with Shimon's cheshma with John. Except here we have the chum in the opposite direction. If John brought in Reuven and said, Reuven, here's Shimon, I'm butting out of this, then it's Taka Osir, because that makes it direct. And here too, has to be that he's standing there in the place and literally taking over. Okay. Yes. It is like a Maimon Shloshim, right. And Maimon Shloshim has to be actual Maimon Shloshim. It's a good Tushtai, I wouldn't even think of that. Maimon Shloshim, they actually all have to be there for a loan to transfer. So that's what he's saying, right, basically.